Today, we answer a question from a group of friends. They write, "We are Yasmin, Kubra, Hikrit, Rukiye, and Nazla, and we are writing from Turkey. We would like to learn some idioms about friendship. Thank you." From Yasmin in Turkey. "Dear Yasmin, thank you for writing to us. There are many idioms or sayings in English that we use when we want to describe relationships between and among friends. Here are a few to practice with your friends."
The idiom, "through thick and thin," is used to define a friend who is loyal and supportive during bad times as well as good times. It most often describes a friendship that has been strong for a long time. Here are two examples.
John and Lisa have been friends through thick and thin. "My best friend and I stayed together through thick and thin."
If two people are like two peas in a pod, it means that they get along very well. They are two very good friends, and they are very similar to each other.
"I have never seen Lola and Camille argue. They're like two peas in a pod."
The saying, "thick as thieves," means the same thing. Thieves have to be loyal to each other to avoid arrest. They share secret wrongdoing and the important goal of keeping it secret.
"Some friends are especially sympathetic and easy to talk to. They are not judgmental or impatient. They are good at sharing our pain, which helps ease our pain. A friend like this is often called a shoulder to cry on. We can go to this person with a problem or sadness, and they provide comfort."
Alyssa is such a great shoulder to cry on.
To hit it off with someone means to immediately like or get along with someone. This usually happens the first time two people are meeting. They often share interests, goals, and beliefs. This can happen between friends or love interests.
Carmen and Isabel hit it off at the party and are going to a movie together today. Mike and I did not hit it off on our first date, but we are going to try once more. Thanks for the question from the friend group in Turkey. Hope it helps you all through thick and thin. And that's Ask a Teacher. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Greg Stockel.